Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're diving into Altria Group's second quarter 2026 results. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan. And before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good to be here, Alex. And there's actually a lot to unpack this quarter. Altria raised guidance, but the story underneath, it is more nuanced than the headline suggests.
Let's start with the numbers. Adjusted diluted EPS came in at $1.48 for the quarter, up 2.8%. For the first half of the year, that's $2.80, up a healthier 4.9%. And on the back of that first half strength, Altria narrowed and actually raised the low end of full-year guidance to a range of $5.61 to $5.72, which works out to 3.5% to 5.5% growth off last year's base.
Right, but here's the interesting wrinkle. One analyst on the call pointed out that even with that raised low end, it's still below what they delivered in the first half. So the second half math implies things moderate a bit. CEO Sal Mancuso's answer basically boiled down to, the consumer is still under pressure, elevated gas prices, inflation, and they're stepping up investment behind new launches, so don't expect the same pace of growth to just continue in a straight line.
That's a good instinct as a listener. When a company raises guidance but the low end still trails first half performance, it's worth asking why. In this case, it sounds like a mix of planned investment spend and just conservative phasing.
Exactly. Now let's talk about where the real growth engine is, smokable products. That segment's adjusted operating income grew 4.2% in the first half, with margins expanding to nearly 65%. Cigarette volume declines are actually moderating, down about 5% industry-wide when you adjust for inventory, and that's the fourth straight quarter of that decline rate improving.
Why is that happening? Management pointed to something pretty specific, fewer smokers switching over to illicit-flavored disposable vapes, largely because of stepped-up enforcement. Federal seizures topped $250 million this quarter alone, plus a Minnesota AG lawsuit against a major illicit vape manufacturer.
Which is a fascinating dynamic. Altria's traditional cigarette business is getting a tailwind from regulators cracking down on unregulated vape products. That's basically the whole thesis of tobacco harm reduction policy playing out in real time, just not in the direction some might expect.
Meanwhile, within cigarettes, there's a real trade-down story happening. Discount segment share grew 2.6 points as lower-income consumers feel the pinch. Marlboro held its premium leadership, 59.6% share of premium, but its overall share dipped 1.5 points as some smokers shift to value options.
And Altria is playing both sides of that. They launched Marlboro Cowboy Cut, a value-oriented Marlboro line tied to America's 250th anniversary. Clever branding there, while also growing their basic discount brand, which saw share up 2.3 points year over year. Management was clear. The strategy is to participate in discount without accelerating the category's growth, protecting Marlboro's premium position as much as possible.
Let's shift to the smoke-free side, because this is where the long-term story lives. The oral tobacco segment actually had a rough quarter on paper, adjusted OCI down 8%, but that's largely due to tough prior year comparisons and heavy investment behind on, plus their new nicotine pouch line.
Right, and context matters here. Nicotine pouches are now nearly 60% of the entire oral tobacco category and growing fast. On Plus, which uses this Nicosilk soft pouch technology, expanded to 120,000 stores. Retail share for the On brand overall hit 8.6%, up nearly a full point sequentially. Management says early repeat purchase data looks encouraging, and they've got 12 milligram strength and new flavors like blueberry mint and mango pineapple rolling out later this year.
There's also a regulatory storyline worth flagging. The FDA updated its enforcement priorities in a way Altria views as constructive, essentially distinguishing between products going through the legitimate authorization process versus those that skip it entirely. That's relevant not just for pouches, but for e-vapor too.
Which brings up Njoy AC, Altria's vape brand that's been sidelined due to a patent dispute. Sal Mancuso confirmed on the call that they've modified the product to avoid infringing those patents, filed a supplemental PMTA with the FDA, and do plan to re-enter the vapor category, though they were careful not to commit to a timeline.
One more thing worth noting for investors, capital returns. Altria paid out $3.6 billion in dividends in the first half and repurchased $335 million in stock, with $665 million left on the current buyback authorization. Debt to EBITDA sits at 1.9 times, right around their target. On the refinancing question about upcoming 2026 and 2027 bond maturities, CFO Heather Newman signaled confidence given the company's strong cash generation.
So stepping back, what's the takeaway here? This is a company navigating a genuinely pressured consumer environment reasonably well. Cigarette declines are moderating, largely thanks to enforcement against illicit vapes rather than any resurgence in smoking. The pouch business is where future growth gets built, and early signals on. Plus look promising even if the segment's near-term numbers look soft, and they're still returning a ton of cash to shareholders.
The things to watch going into the second half, whether that duty drawback benefit from cigarette exports actually ramps as promised, whether Basic's growth cools off as they lap tougher year-ago comparisons, and how fast on.
Plus qu'al nationally.
And as always, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's it for this breakdown of Altria's second quarter 2026 results. We'll be back next time with another earnings deep dive. Thanks for listening to Beta Finch. See you next time.
Take care, everyone.